From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP appears to be getting closer to finding out whether a new cap on a blown-out well will be enough to stop the unprecedented oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Workers are attaching a set of valves. Once that's in place, BP will try to close the valves to see if they can stop the flow. NPR's Richard Harris has been tracking developments.
The valves are part of a 150,000-pound cap that's supposed to be installed on the top of the blow-up preventer today. BP's plans say it will take about a day to get it installed and hooked up to control lines. Once it's in place, BP will then gradually close the valves. If it turns out the valves can contain the pressure from the blown-out well, they'll simply leave them closed and hold back the flow of oil until the relief well is completed a few weeks from now. But if the well is in bad shape under the seabed, BP will open the valves again and then gradually rig them up to pipes to carry oil up to the surface. BP is also installing another system to capture some of the oil that's now spewing into the Gulf. That was supposed to be in place Sunday, but is running a day behind schedule. Richard Harris, NPR News.
An Israeli military review of its raid on a Gaza-bound flotilla in May concedes mistakes were made at a senior level. The report, made public today, concludes faulty intelligence led the military to underestimate the potential for violent resistance. The raid led to the deaths of 8 Turks and 1 Turkish American. They were part of a convoy attempting to break Israel's blockade on Gaza. An Al-Qaeda-linked Somali militant group says it is behind the 2 bombings in Uganda that killed at least 74 people yesterday as they were watching the World Cup finals. We have the latest now from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
The suicide bombers ignited their vests in a rugby club and a restaurant during the World Cup finals. A spokesman for Al-Shabaab said the group was responsible. Al-Shabaab has been fighting the transitional government in Somalia, and an African-led force has been trying to keep that government in power. Uganda has sent soldiers to be part of that force. 2 days ago, an Al-Shabaab leader called on followers to attack any countries that were part of the peacekeeping operation. For U.S. intelligence officials here, the latest attack is part of a worrisome trend. Until now, Al-Shabaab has only picked targets within Somalia. Al-Shabaab is the same group that recruited some 24 young Somali Americans from Minneapolis to fight in their ranks. U.S. officials have worried the young men might come back and attack the U.S. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Dow's down 14 points at 10,184. The International Criminal Court is charging the president of Sudan with 3 counts of genocide, the most serious crime in international law. The War Crimes Tribunal says there were reasonable grounds to believe that since 2003, Sudanese forces attempted genocide. This is NPR. The Swiss government says Roman Polanski's a free man. Authorities refuse to extradite the renowned film director to the U.S., where he faces sentencing in a more than 30-year-old sex abuse case involving a minor. The Justice Ministry says the U.S. failed to provide confidential testimony about the sentencing procedure and that without it, Polanski appeared to have served his sentence. The government says it also considered the wishes of the victim who wanted the case dismissed. Another 3D animated film topped the North American box office over the weekend. NPR's Trina Williams reports that Despicable Me earned an estimated $60.1 million, far surpassing expectations.
We are going to pull off the true crime of the century.
We are going to steal the moon!
Steve Carell is the voice behind the main cartoon character, supervillain Gru in Despicable Me.
By the time I'm done with Gru, he's going to be begging for mercy.
Vampire romance The Twilight Saga Eclipse slipped a notch to number 2, but remained the top movie internationally. Predator, starring Adrian Brody and Lawrence Fishburne, debuted in 3rd place. Toy Story 3 followed and is now the highest-grossing movie of the year, with receipts totaling $340 million. The Last Airbender was 5th. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Still seeing slight losses in U.S. stocks. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is down 14 points at 10,184. NASDAQ Composite Index down 7 at 2,190. S&P 500 down 3 at 1075. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.